Robin Allen LaPlante and her husband lived outside Boston and vacationed in Vermont for years, with the hopes of one day relocating here. That day came in 2018, when the couple got a job at a nonprofit in Greensboro and they moved to the Northeast Kingdom with their new baby. Robin grew up in the suburbs outside of Atlanta, and moving to Vermont was a learning curve. She'd never heard of snow pants until that first winter in Vermont. 7 years later, Robin and her family are happily settled in Orleans. She took reporter Erica Heilman for a drive around the kingdom, and they talked about what it was like to adjust to this new place and some of what she's learned. Here she is talking about their first night in Vermont.
It was like it's a white farmhouse that we were renting, and we pull up at night with in this U-Haul, and it's like, oh, we've made it. This is beautiful. Everything was starting to bloom. But then the next morning I woke up and there was like a buzzing sound on the windows, and I had no idea what it was. And I came out of the room that we were staying in, and there were just flies all over the window. And it suddenly went from like the beautiful, like wonderful story, like the end of a wonderful story, to like the beginning of a horror film.
Like the Amityville horror movie.
Yeah, it was like exactly like the man. I was like, is there a body somewhere? And I was like ready to pack up.
Wait a minute, the flies made you feel that way?
It was covered with cluster flies. Like when I say it was covered, you couldn't see the sun through the window, and they were buzzing, and I was sure that there was something very wrong.
Are there places that you thought were ugly when you first came that look different to you now?
Ugly. There are houses where there's lots of like junker cars in the lawn, and like, here we go, here's a car on the side of the road. There's like a blue, looks like it may have been used in a demolition derby at one point. This person has used this as a sign for a business. It says brakes, rust, repair, tires, engine, shocks. So that is exactly my point here, is that you see these houses with these old cars and these old, and I needed a friend to tell me this, but those cars can be useful. Everything maybe has a use that we can recycle it and reuse it. Like all the junk is kind of, it's not junk. But when you first move here and you see it, you're like, why is all that stuff there? Dirt roads, I thought, were dangerous.
What seemed unsafe to you?
My entire life, I had grown up with paved roads. Dirt roads seemed uncared for and unmaintained. And I think understanding now that there is a maintenance that dirt roads undergo.
Oh, so you thought that they were just forgotten, kind of, that they were.
I kind of thought that dirt roads were like poor. Like we didn't have enough money to pave this road, so we didn't pave this road.
That's so fascinating. Oh my God. I mean, of course, like, why would you not pave a road? It must be because you can't.
Right. Like, why wouldn't you pave this road?
Right.
Why wouldn't you, like, people live on this road. Why wouldn't you pave it? Oh, and then this, the trash, where you drop off the trash. This is Albany's transfer station. You bring your trash and recycling to the transfer station. And that was a thing that I didn't know was a thing. When I moved here, the landlady had left me instructions. But I was like, so when is trash pickup? And she was like, so you take it down once a week to the transfer station. And I was like, I'm sorry, I put my trash in my car and I drive it to the transfer station, is what you're telling me. I drive it to a dump? This was a thing that I needed a lot of hand-holding on. And this became our routine of every Saturday. That was part of the things that we had to get done that day. We put everything in the back of the car, drive it down. But it also became like this opportunity, especially after we moved to Barton, it became this opportunity to like check in with the guys at the transfer station. Like, how's it going? Like, what are you doing? And you have these moments of connection because you have to do this thing because it's part of what the culture is.
And so, did you appreciate that right away? Or was there a resistance?
Yes. Yeah, I was terrified at the beginning because I was like, they're going to know that I don't know what I'm doing.
So you could feel like you could approach that then in a few different ways. Right. What did you do?
I sat with the discomfort is what I did. I had to just sit with the discomfort and kind of just watch and observe and be sort of a member of the outskirts before you could kind of go in and be the person in the middle. I think that when there's resentment for new things on both sides, whether it's new people coming to your area or when it's you're approaching something new for the first time, there are always moments of friction that's like you're a new gear being put in an old machine. And, you know, you have all of the sharp edges. And sometimes all of your edges just need to be kind of smoothed out so that everything moves the same way. When I first moved here, you know, it was, like I said, I very obviously a Flatlander. My neighbors even, I'm like the street Flatlander, and that's fine with me. I'm not from here. My family hasn't been from here, but I choose to be here. I made a choice to come here, and I make a choice to stay here because I love it. And I think that choice matters almost as much as being from here. And part of that choice means being a good member of the community and being open to what this community has to offer me. And it's more fun to make friends by listening and by hearing where someone else has come from. And it's more fun to give yourself lots of opportunities to interact with them and see kind of where that takes you.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.